Good afternoon, good Saturday afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining me here this beautiful Saturday afternoon. If you find yourself residing in Texas or you call Texas home, you know today is a beautiful day. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's a little windy. I know I was out earlier this morning running an errand, and it was very windy, and I could tell, you know, it's like with all the wind that tends to kick up a lot of the junk in the air. So if I sound a little nasally, I apologize. But welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Welcome to our series entitled The Daily Bread, which is going on almost 3 years now that we have been blessed and had a blessed opportunity to be with you each and every day with small devotionals to encourage you, to strengthen you, to help you build up your faith and confidence. Amen. Just give you daily encouragement, daily affirmations. Amen. Just daily manna from the Lord, so to speak. Amen. Just encouragement to you that whatever you're going through, amen, you're not alone. God's with you, and God is always working on your behalf. God is always working behind the scenes. Amen. If you're new around here, we have made this confession, and we pray you get a hold of it. Amen. And the confession that we have made for several years now is where the Word of God will change my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. It's not till you take it to heart. It's not till you confess it. It's not till you say it. It's not till you start meaning it and letting God do His work that you're going to see that change in your life. Amen. Not only benefits you, but those around you. Amen. And those you keep closest to you. Amen. As always, God wants nothing but the best for you. Amen. For me. Amen. So He is always working on our behalf. Amen. Even when we find ourselves too busy, amen, or we find ourselves getting caught up in the hustle and bustle of our everyday lives, amen, He is still there, always there, amen. So, if you are new, we welcome you. We welcome you here. We encourage you to give us the rest of April, amen. And watch what God can do in your life through First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. And as always, all of our faithful partners, each and every one of you, we always, always want to say thank you. And we never want to miss an opportunity to tell you how much you are appreciated. Amen. And how much we appreciate you. Amen. But we can only say words of thankfulness. Amen. We can only use words of appreciation, but ultimately God sees your faithfulness, and that's what's most important. Amen. God sees what you do. Amen. God sees everything you do, and that's what's most important. Amen. I've mentioned in the past, you know, you might be in a household of people and they don't always see what you do, but God does. Amen. And as you are continually staying connected with First is Kingdom Family Church, and you are supporting this ministry with, as Pastor Jesse says, your time, your talent, your tithes, amen, God's going to bless you for that, amen. God is going to bless you for that, amen. It says it in His Word, and He stands on His Word, amen. So, with all of the pleasantries out of the way, so to speak, let me give you our scripture for April if you still haven't jotting it down or if you still haven't gotten a hold of it. It is Nahum 1:7. Amen. Our April scripture of the month is Nahum 1:7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those that trust him." Amen. He knows those that trust him. Amen. Again, that was Nahum 1:7, and that is our April scripture. Amen. Now, if you were with me yesterday morning, I was encouraging you to spend a little bit more time this month of April with the Lord. And I am going to kind of continue on that same topic this afternoon. Amen. This small devotional that I have for you this afternoon, amen, is entitled Draw Near to God. Amen. Draw Near to God. And the scripture that I am going to be basing this off, excuse me, if you're taking notes or if you have your Bible with you, you can change, you can turn to James 4:7. We're going to be reading out of James 4:7-8. Amen. Verses 7 and 8, found in chapter 4 of James. Amen. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Submit yourself therefore to God. It says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Amen. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. Now, it says, devil, I resist you, and you will flee from me. Amen. Say that with me. Say, devil, I resist you, and you will flee from me. Amen. One more time. Say, devil, I resist you, and you will flee from me. Amen. It says, thank you, Father, that I can come before you with clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, Father, I thank you that I can come before you with clean hands and pure heart. And a pure heart. Amen. And a pure heart. It says, I submit myself completely to you. Did you catch that? I submit myself completely to you, giving thanks because as I draw near to you, you come close to me. You come closer and closer to me. Amen. Again, it says, I submit myself completely to you, giving thanks because as I draw near to you, you come closer and closer to me. Amen. If that doesn't get you excited, if that doesn't get your spirit man bubbling, amen, you might need to hear that again, right? It says, I submit myself completely to you, giving thanks because as I draw near to you, you come closer and closer to me. It says, I praise you, Father, that I have power not only to resist the devil, but to chase him away completely. Amen. But to chase him away completely. Amen. It says he has to flee before your power. Amen. The devil has to flee before God's power. Amen. It says, I no longer will I be double-minded with wavering and divided interests, but I shall be single-minded, desiring only to serve and love you. The devil can't touch me. Amen? Again, no longer will I be double-minded with wavering and divided interests, but I shall be single-minded, desiring only to serve and love you. And it says the devil cannot touch me. Amen? This is just a small devotional to encourage you on what I touched on yesterday. Amen? That spend the rest of this month spending a little bit of extra time with the Lord, whether that be in prayer, whether that be reading a little extra in your Bible, whether that be reading an extra in your devotional. Amen? Whether that just be spending some quiet time with the Lord extra. Amen? Because why? Because, as it says, you come closer and closer to me. Amen? So, as I draw near to you, you come closer and closer to me. Amen? So, as we spend that extra time, amen, that is just going to draw our Heavenly Father closer and closer to us. Amen? And that's ultimately what we want. Amen? We want to be the best representation of our Heavenly Father. Excuse me. Amen? And we want him to be pleased with us. Amen? But ultimately, we benefit the most when we spend that extra time with the Lord. Amen? So I encourage you this weekend. Amen? Today's Saturday. You know, again, I mentioned it's such a beautiful day here in Texas. So I'm sure there's a lot of you that have a lot of errands you want to run, a lot of activities you want to get done this weekend. Amen? I'm sure tomorrow will just be just as beautiful as today. Amen? But, amen, ultimately, don't put God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit on the back burner this weekend. Amen? Cut out a good amount of time to spend with the Lord this weekend. Amen? As beautiful as it is, and as much as we want to run around, amen, make this weekend an extra bit of time set aside for the Lord, amen, in prayer, in reading the Bible, amen, again, getting into some of your devotionals, amen, it'll ultimately be a blessing for you, amen, a blessing for you, amen. So, I encourage you, have a wonderful weekend, amen. Join us tomorrow, today is Saturday, Andrew. I apologize. Join us tomorrow, Sunday morning service with Pastor Jesse. Amen. Again, I'm sure he will have a blessed message for us. Of course, looking forward to his Bible trivia. I don't know if how many of you have participated, amen, in his Bible trivia, amen, or if you've caught on to that. Amen. But I encourage you to take some time aside to pay attention to his Bible trivia and do your best to look it up first in your Bible on your own. Amen. Before we head to Google or before we get on our cell phone and ask Siri for some help. Amen. Let's try and look up the answer on our own, amen, first, before we fall back on technology, so to speak, amen. But join us tomorrow morning, Sunday morning service, First is Kingdom Family Church with Pastor Jesse, amen. You'll be blessed. I know I have been blessed, amen. And then enjoy Sunday evening with your family, whatever you may be having planned, amen, some family time, amen. And then join us the start of Monday evening for our daily bread this week. Amen. Every day this week, of course, we do the daily bread. And I try to post it every day by 7 p.m. Amen. So I encourage you Monday evening, Pastor Jesse, our elders, Sister Daryl, and should I say Sister Grace and Brother Daryl, Tuesday evening, Pastor Rose Wednesday and Thursday, and then, of course, myself Friday and Saturday. Amen. So plan ahead this week. Spend some time with us. Get encouraged. Tune in to our daily bread. Amen. You'll be blessed. I know me personally, I look forward to each evening. You know, I have mentioned my routine is in the morning, spending time with the Lord and praying and reading my word and reading my devotionals. And then when I get ready to settle in for the evening, get ready to go to bed, I always listen to the daily bread. That way the word is in me as I am falling asleep. Amen. So I find that works for me. Amen. But whatever works for you is best. Amen. Just as long as it is being beneficial to your walk. Amen. So again, have a blessed weekend. Amen. Be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Be on guard. Amen. As the Bible says, we do not walk in fear. Amen. But we know God protects us and watches over us. Amen. Psalms 91. And of course, God safeguard my household prayer. Amen. Be prayed up. The angels of the Lord watch over you. The pastors and the elders and myself keep you in our prayers daily. Amen. And this week, encourage you to keep the pastors in your prayers as well. Amen. They pray for you each and every day. Amen. So this week, if you are out and about, and the Holy Spirit drops the pastors into your spirit, just say a little prayer for them. Amen. We are blessed to have them. We are blessed to call them our pastors. Amen. So, as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. So let him. So let him. So let him. So let him. You'll be blessed, not only you, but those around you. Amen. So again, have a blessed rest of this weekend. Have a blessed week to come. Amen. Join us each evening for our daily bread. You'll be blessed. You'll be encouraged. You'll be strengthened. Amen. And I will be with you again next Friday and Saturday. Amen. So have a blessed week. Again, enjoy this beautiful weekend here in Texas. I will see you right back here next weekend. Have a blessed weekend. The angels of the Lord watch over you and protect you. Amen. Unexpected blessings. Amen. God's favor be upon you. The favor of man chases you, and people can't help but to bless you. Amen. Kingdom priority for me. Amen. Kingdom first. Amen. God's priority is first for you, first for me. Amen. So be blessed. I'll see you right back here next weekend.